This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky.
I wish to tell the United States, France believes in you. The world believes in you.
New French President Emmanuel Macron speaking in English June 1st after American President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement.
I know that you are a great nation. I know your history, our common history. To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I want to say that they will find in France a second homeland. I call on them, come and work here with us, to work together on concrete solutions for our climate, our environment.
That might sound like a good deal to all kinds of American researchers and foreign scientists currently working in the U.S. in light of massive looming Trump budget cuts at the National Institutes of Health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, the National Science Foundation, NASA, the Department of Energy, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the U.S. Geological Survey, and of course, the Environmental Protection Agency.
I can assure you, France will not give up the fight. I reaffirm clearly that the Paris Agreement remains irreversible and will be implemented not just by France, but by all the other nations. I call on you to remain confident. We will succeed because we are fully committed. Because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again. Thank you.